Hey there, it's Jet Teeley, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and the executive chef of Pak Pao Thai in Dallas. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AMA 30 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here. Do appreciate you tuning in. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And if you look at either our Facebook or Instagram feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery of some of the menu items at the new Esperanza Cocina de la Playa in Manhattan Beach, which, not too surprisingly, is our next subject of conversation. I really enjoy profiling and following chefs that have really worked hard and graduated along their career, and because of their tenacity and good work, keep elevating themselves. A great example of this is our next guest, who is Executive Chef Raymond Alvarez. We can call him Ray, who is the Corporate Executive Chef for the Baja Sharkies Restaurant Group. But our current subject of conversation is a brand new restaurant from that company that Chef Ray really wrote the menu for, that already is a huge hit in Manhattan Beach, called Esperanza Cocina de la Playa. And it is a pleasure to welcome Ray Alvarez to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Chef Ray, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Andy.
Well, Ray, I've been looking forward to this conversation since I dined with you a couple of weeks ago.
Joint, it's so great to see you.
Oh, thanks, Ray. The joint, you know, let our audience know, Chef Ray, the joint was jumping, and you still had a lot of time for my group when I dine out. I always dine out with a group of foodies. We really appreciate what goes on, and we have a chance to critique the menu items and share in taste and enjoy. And you definitely helped us in terms of guiding us along the way, because you do have a fairly substantial menu. And of course, we wanted to enjoy some of your more, you know, most creative dishes. And of course, we did. Chef Ray, let's back up a little bit. What is the full English translation of Esperanza Cocina de la Playa? I know there's food in there, but what is the real English translation?
Well, I mean, Esperanza is hope, you know, and the Cocina de la Playa is basically our kitchen is full of seafood. We do a lot of seafood dishes. You know, I had said, you know, a point from every the seven seas. You know, we have a lot of traditional plates, and we do a lot of you know, carnitas and guajillo sauce for our enchiladas. But we also really like to focus on our seafood, and we have a wide variety of different cuts of fish and lobster and shrimp and everything of the sea.
Ray, all good, and we'll get into some specific dishes momentarily. You like to describe, in terms of the bend of regional Mexican cuisine, Sonoran cuisine. Now, does Sonoran cuisine typically have an emphasis on seafood? Give us a little bit more of an explanation there, if you would.
I think with Sonoran style of cooking or you know, dishes, it's a lot of, you know, a lot of like what you would normally see with a combo plate. So you got the enchiladas, you have the crispy tacos, you have chili rellenos, ranchera sauce, things of that nature.
But all done with, I would never accuse you, Chef Ray, of doing ordinary combination plates. There's always a flair to your ingredients. You mentioned different saucing. You know, this is not your run-of-the-mill Mexican restaurant, though there's nothing wrong with that. But this is definitely elevated cuisine. And one of the ways, Chef Ray, that things have been elevated is the restaurant has a very striking design. For our listeners that might not be familiar with the location yet, Give us just a little bit of a verbal picture of the design of the restaurant, because it is quite striking. Also, as you're contemplating that, congratulations. Forbes just did a very nice write-up of Esperanza. And one of the things their staff writer commented on is, and I'm quoting him here, you know, he feels that Esperanza, in terms of the look, is the most handsome restaurant that's opened in the L.A. area this year. And that's pretty high praise indeed. I would praise your food, but there's nothing wrong with the design either.
No, I mean, the design is quite elevated. And, you know, there's nothing around us that is as unique, as beautiful. It's so much detail has gone into this by the architect Gula. And, you know, just walking into the building, you feel like you're at a, you know, like an upscale resort style establishment. And, you know, we're right down on, you know, the main street going straight down to the pier in Manhattan Beach. The area is beautiful. You walk into the restaurant and, you know, it's grand chandeliers and the bar, you know, marble, and it's quite beautiful.
It definitely is just an elegant space. Now, what is on the second level, Chef Ray? Because it's a little deceiving. You come in and you think there's just one level to Esperanza, but there's more.
Yeah, there is a little bit more. We have a little space that we do for private events. So we have like a nice big grand table upstairs, and you know, a different vibe upstairs as well, as far as like the decor goes.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we need to talk about the food. Let's talk about some specific dishes I enjoyed, Chef Ray, and let's start out with an appetizer specialty that I know you're proud of, and that is the Playa Shrimp Taquitos, and talk about the saucing that goes with that.
Oh, so those taquitos, so we basically take, you know, just like regular corn tortillas, we cut them in half, and then we wrap them around a blackened jumbo shrimp, and it's a diamond, white diamond shrimp out of Mexico. And the size is a U10, and that basically means there's about 10 shrimp per pound, so it's quite large. And then we you know, lightly fry it, and then set it over like a jalapeno, cilantro, cabbage slaw, and then it's served with two sauces. One is a Fresno aioli, so we use red Fresno chilies. And we blend that with a little bit of lime and tahini and like a roasted garlic aioli. And then the other sauce is it's a cilantro crema. It's a cilantro jalapeno crema. And that's basically what it is. It's cilantro, it's jalapeno, sour cream, lime juice. And it's very simple, but, you know, balancing the flavors of the acidity and the sodium is what, you know, really makes that. Those sauces, amazing.
Well, that plate, Chef Ray, sings. You know, you may call it simple, but I call it tasty. You have
it definitely catches eyes, because, you know, you going down the dining room, because the shrimp is the tails are facing up, so you know it's nice and high off of the plate, and you know it definitely catches eyes.
No, definitely a good visual, Chef Ray. I'll agree with that. Now, you have a whole section on the menu of crudos. The crudo that I particularly enjoyed was the ceviche pineapple camarones. Tell us about that crudo, if you will.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite as well. You know what I was doing when we did this one is, I kind of was thinking about my childhood and, you know, growing up eating, you know, fresh fruit with maybe like a little tahini or chamoy on it, and trying a way to put that into a dish where it's elegant and sophisticated. And we have these jumbo shrimp that we use for the other appetizer we were talking about, the shrimp appetizer, shrimp taquitos. So we have these jumbo shrimp. We dice them up. You know, they're about 1 inch by 1 inch pieces. And then with nice fresh pineapple and cucumber and cilantro, red onion. And then we make this broth or this sauce with chamoy, mango chamoy, lime juice, honey, chili flakes. And, you know, it's this nice, thick, savory and sweet sauce mixed in with the shrimp and the pineapple. And it just makes a great, great dish.
Chef Ray, I endorse that completely. Now, you have a lot of items for meat lovers. We'll kind of leave those because we're kind of emphasizing mm-hmm. the seafood here. But boy, you know, there's plenty for the carnivores out there. But a seafood dish that we really enjoyed at the table was what you call the achiote beso salmon. Mm-hmm. And again, this is just not a piece of salmon on a plate that is ho-hum at all. So tell us about that one because, you really make the salmon sing.
Yeah, so the salmon, you know, obviously all of our dishes start with, like, the best cut. So the salmon, Alaskan salmon, and we marinate it in a achiote marinade, which is basically, like, citrusy with a little bit of, like, cinnamon and maybe clove notes. In the marinade, and then we sear the salmon, and then we serve it over a piece of corn cake. So, you know, like the corn cake that maybe you will get at El Torito or our other restaurant, Baja Sharky's. So it's a sweet corn cake that we sear, so it's nice and crispy, and then it's served with that jalapeno crema and topped with a tomatillo chipotle sauce that has a little bit of cotija cheese mixed into the sauce. So it's like nice and salty and savory.
Again, Chef Ray, a very elevated dish using salmon as the protein. In a remaining minute, Chef Ray, there's never enough time, mm-hmm. but we would not be doing you justice if we didn't give you a chance to very briefly talk about the bar program, because that's very serious at Esperanza too.
Yes, the bar program. So the bar program was also a long process done by our general manager, John Fox, and his assistant, Kevin Williams, who's our bar program manager. And, you know, from there, everything is done, you know, from scratch, just like anything in the kitchen is. So they're doing dehydrating fruits, they're making rimmers, they're from start to finish, they're doing everything from scratch. And, you know, some of the best drinks that we have is like our cucumber jalapeno martini, our pina diablo, and of course our house margarita. I mean, our house margarita is awesome.
And it has to be. Chef Reyes, we need to say goodbye. What is your address in Manhattan Beach?
Our address in Manhattan Beach is 309 Manhattan Beach Boulevard.
Just due to the popularity of the restaurants, ladies and gentlemen, reservations are a good idea. They do try to accommodate walk-ins, but boy, if you go there on a Saturday night, a reservation is the good way to go. Ladies and gentlemen, the corporate executive chef for the Baja Sharky's Restaurant Group and also the head chef for the moment at Esperanza Cocina de la Playa, till it is all up and running, Ray Alvarez, a proud graduate of the CCAP program. Ray, thank you, and we look forward to a return visit.
Thank you, Andy. We appreciate the support.
You're more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Yes, it's our top of the hour break. We will be back soon. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.